Welcome to the Golden Age of Comic Books. Hey, Golden Age fans, it's December 19th, 2005, and this is the Golden Age of Comic Books for this week, the 29th installment. This is Bill Jourdain, your host, and we're very glad you're here this week. Well, because it's almost Christmas here in the U.S., I'm going to focus this week on Christmas covers from the Golden Age of Comic Books. Whether you celebrate Christmas or not, I think it's fair to say that there has always been a great interest in the Golden Age of Comics for those covers that contain Christmas themes, whether superhero comics or funny animal comics or any other types of comics that might be out there. There's always been an interest in those themes, so we're going to focus on those today. But before we talk about Christmas covers, I did want to comment on an email I received from one of our listeners, Shane Hanafay, if I pronounced that correctly. And he sent me an email back on December 14th to let us know that the United States Postal Service is going to be coming out with a series of DC superhero stamps later on next year. And it's interesting because some of these stamps will feature Golden Age characters, Golden Age cover images. And in his email, he listed those comics that will be featured on those stamps, and I wanted to read off that list for the listeners of Golden Age of Comic Books. He said that the stamps will have Plastic Man number 4, from the summer of 1946, Batman number 1 from the spring of 1940. I'm going to have to go out and get that one, or a set of the stamp for that one. The Brave and the Bold number 36, featuring Hawkman from June-July 1961. Green Lantern number 4 from January-February 1961. The Flash number 111 from February-March 1960. Wonder Woman number 22, the second series, from November of 1988. Aquaman number 5 from October of 1989, The Daring New Adventures of Supergirl number 1 from November of 1982, Superman number 11 from July-August 1941, and Green Arrow number 15 from September of 2002. So thanks to Shane for sending the email with that information. Hopefully we'll find out in a little more detail exactly when those stamps will be premiering. His email indicates it'll be next summer, but there's no specific date given. But like I said, I'll be out there picking up the Batman number 1 stamps for sure. So thanks again, Shane, for sending that in, and I look forward to seeing those stamps when they come out. Okay, well, as I said at the beginning of the show today, we're going to focus on Christmas covers and Christmas stories today on the Golden Age of Comic Books. Whether you celebrate Christmas or not, as I indicated, there's always been an interest in these covers, and they're always very interesting and very unique. So let's start talking about those. Now, Christmas covers have been around on comics since long before the Golden Age. Actually, in the Platinum Age of comics, there were some Christmas covers as well. So I'm going to go all the way back to the mid-1930s and talk about some of the Christmas covers, and then work my way forward and talk about some of the different genres on which the Christmas covers appeared. Some of the earliest Christmas covers that you'll find are on Famous Funnies. In 1935, with Famous Funnies number 17, there was a Christmas cover. And you'll find Christmas covers for each year thereafter. Number 29 for 1936, number 41 for 1937, number 53 for 1938, and number 65 for 1939. Those were somewhat humorous Christmas covers that you'd expect because the Famous Funnies comic of the time was a humor book. Now, in addition to Famous Funnies, some of the early issues of More Fun comics contained Santa Claus covers. For instance, on More Fun Comics number 27, that was the 1937 Christmas cover, there was a picture of Santa Claus on the cover with his car, believe it or not, in the North Pole. He didn't have a sleigh with reindeer in this picture. He actually had on the cover a car, and he was going to get in his car and drive his presents to the children of the world from the North Pole. Well, unfortunately, the car had a flat tire, and that was the gag on the front cover of More Fun Comics number 27. More Fun number 16 actually came out the year before that. That was the 1936 issue, and that was a little more sinister as a humorous Santa Claus cover. Here we see Santa Claus coming down the chimney in someone's home. Actually, we just see his leg sticking out the bottom of the chimney, and a mischievous child is holding a bear trap underneath the Santa Claus legs that are coming down the chimney ready to trap Santa in the bear trap. So, kind of a sinister cover on More Fun number 16 for 1936. And then on More Fun Comics number 39, that is from 1939, for Christmas that year, we see Santa Claus standing out in front of his workshop with his elves on strike, wanting more pay. So another darker Santa Claus cover for More Fun Comics number 39. Now, in addition to More Fun and Famous Funnies, King Comics from the mid-1930s had a couple of Christmas covers. King Comics number 9 actually featured Popeye on the cover. Popeye is on the cover with a Christmas tree in that particular issue. And King Comics number 21, that is the 1937 Christmas issue, has Popeye on the cover in a Santa suit giving Wimpy a big bag full of hamburgers for Christmas. So Wimpy won't have to pay you later for the hamburgers that he is going to get for Christmas from Santa Claus Popeye on that particular cover. Now, in addition to the early comic book covers, there have been a lot of really wonderful covers with Christmas themes on them from a variety of different genres, as I mentioned. So let's talk about some of those. Mutt and Jeff appeared in comic books in addition to their newspaper appearances back in the golden age of comic books. And on Mutt and Jeff number 20 from 1945, you'll see a Christmas theme cover. And on Mutt and Jeff number 32 from the 1950s, you'll see a Christmas themed cover. Some of the very best Christmas covers can be found on comics that were produced by Walt Disney or on behalf of Walt Disney. Walt Disney Comics and Stories had comic covers with Christmas themes almost every year. In 1943, they actually had a department store giveaway that had on its cover Santa Claus with Donald Duck and Huey, Dewey, and Louie, Donald's nephews. Huey, Dewey, and Louie are actually in the stockings hung from the fireplace while Santa Claus and Donald Duck look on. And starting with issue number 4 of Walt Disney Comics and Stories, that's the 1941 issue, almost every year between 1941 and 1948, you'll find a Christmas-themed cover on Walt Disney's Comics and Stories. And on almost all of those, you'll find Donald Duck wearing the Santa suit. But the 1941 issue was number 4, the 1942 issue was number 16, the 1943 issue was number 39, the 1944 issue didn't exist that I could find, and maybe some of our listeners can help me out and let me know if they can find a 1944 Walt Disney Comics and Story Christmas cover. I didn't see one. But there was a 1945 issue that was number 51. 1946 was number 64. 1947 was number 76. And 1948 was number 99. Again, all of those pretty much had Donald Duck with Santa Claus suits on the covers. Now, in addition to Walt Disney Comics and Stories Christmas cover appearances, there were a number of Disney Christmas books that were put out by Dell during the 1940s and 1950s, and I'm not going to go through each of those in the podcast today, but they were, for the most part, called Christmas Parade, and you'll find those listed under the Dell Giants and by themselves, Christmas Parade, and those were really great Carl Barth stories and a lot of those issues, Uncle Scrooge appearances, Donald Duck appearances, so on and so forth. Those were large, oversized Dell Giant books, and they're very sought after by collectors. In addition to the Walt Disney appearances in Dell Giants, there were also several Bugs Bunny Christmas funnies that appeared as Dell Giants. The Merry Melodies Looney Tunes character Bugs Bunny appeared in very similar Christmas-themed stories in those issues. Two of my very favorite Donald Duck and Uncle Scrooge Christmas stories appeared in 4-color comics. The first one was 4-color number 178. Now, I've talked about this particular comic book before, way back this summer when we did our episode about Donald Duck and Uncle Scrooge and when we had guest starring on our show, an interview with Don Rosa. But 4-color number 178 has a story in it called Christmas on Bear Mountain. Just a really fantastic story. And what's so important about this story is it's the very first appearance of Uncle Scrooge, as created by Carl Barks for that story. So one of the most sought after by collectors and important Christmas stories and Christmas covers is the first appearance of Uncle Scrooge in 4-color number 178. Another really fantastic Christmas story and Christmas cover by Carl Barks featuring Donald Duck and Uncle Scrooge is in 4-color number 367. That's called A Christmas for Shacktown. I talked about that story in some detail in our Donald Duck and Uncle Scrooge episode. And if you haven't ever read that story, I know it's been reprinted many times, and I would encourage you to track it down and check it out. You will enjoy it, I think, immensely. Now, in addition to funny animals, there were some other funny people who had Christmas-themed covers. I did a show on Archie in the past, and Archie had some Christmas covers himself and Christmas stories. The very first Archie Christmas cover that I could find was from Christmas of 1943. That was actually the January-February 1944 issue, and that was Archie number 6. And in that particular book on that cover, Archie is tumbling down the chimney with Christmas presents while Veronica and Jughead and Betty and others look on. In addition to that Christmas cover on Archie number 6, the company that published Archie also did a series of books starting with number 1 in 1954 and going through, I believe, number 20 in 1963. That was called Archie's Christmas Stocking. And that was a Christmas theme book that appeared every year and contained many Christmas stories and other Christmas themed events that you would expect to find in a comic book. Now, as I was looking for Christmas covers for comic books, I spent a lot of time digging around in the Gerber photo journals for comic book covers, and I found a cover as I started looking into comic books that were devoted to Santa Claus or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or other Christmas characters. I found a comic book with a picture in the photo journal that I'd never seen before and I'd never heard of before, and quite frankly, it made me laugh a pretty good bit. That book is called Santa Takes a Trip to Mars. And I saw that, and on the cover, you've got Santa in a little spaceship rocketing through space with a little elf next to him in the pilot seat. Unfortunately, the Gerber photo journal, not that I could find, had no information about the publisher of this book, the year it was published, or anything like that. And unfortunately, when I was getting ready to do the podcast, I was going to get on the Grand Comic Book Database and look for this particular book, and the website was down at that point in time. And given that I needed to go ahead and get this show recorded, I didn't have a chance to look any further. So if anybody can let me know about the comic book Santa Takes a Trip to Mars, I'd love to have the publishing information, the issue numbers, the year it was published, so on and so forth, so that I can share that with the listeners in our next show. But a very interesting and very humorous cover for a comic book with a Christmas theme, to say the least. But as I did my research, I found all kinds of Santa Claus books and Rudolph books and other Christmas character books. So let's talk about those for just a few minutes before we talk about some of the other genres on which Christmas-themed covers appeared. There were a ton of Santa Claus comic books. For instance, Dell published a title called Santa Claus Funnies. The first issue, number 1, appeared in 1942, and issue number 2 appeared in 1943. There was a company called Approved Comics, which was a Ziff Davis subsidiary, and they published a book called Santa Claus Parade. Number 1 came out in 1951, number 2 in 52, and number 3 in 1955, so they skipped a couple of years there. And I found another book called Santa's Christmas Comics. That was published by Best Books, a subsidiary of Standard Comics, in 1952. There was Santa's Fun Book from Promotional Publications that came out in 1951. Santa's Secret from Sam B. Anson Publishers in 1951. And Santa's Toy Town Fun Book from Promotional Publications in 1952. So a whole lot of Santa books were coming out in 51 and 52, as you can see. Must have been a very popular type of book to publish during those couple of years. And in addition to the Santa books, there were some Rudolph books. Montgomery Ward published a Rudolph comic book and gave it away in their stores in 1951. And starting in 1950, DC Comics began a regular annual Christmas title called Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And that book began in 1950, as I said, and continued all the way until 1962. Those are treasured by many collectors, and they're just really great books put out by DC. A very interesting Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer cover that was published by DC is number 58. That has Rudolph on the nose of a rocket ship with Santa Claus riding on the rocket ship with him in outer space. So once again, we have this outer space theme with Santa Claus and Rudolph in that particular book. Now, in addition to the Rudolph book, there were some four-color comics. I mentioned the two Disney Donald Duck and Uncle Scrooge books that appeared in four-color. Well, there were a number of books called Santa Claus Funnies that appeared in the four-color title. The very first one was in four-color number 61. That was a 1944 issue. And those continued on every year until 1951. Issue number 91 was 1945. 1946 was issue 128. 1947 was issue 175. 1948 was issue 205, 49 was 254, 50 was issue 302, and 51 was issue 361. Again, those were completely themed with Santa Claus on the cover. They were all Santa Claus stories and puzzles and games and that kind of thing. When I talked about Donald Duck and Uncle Scrooge, I talked about a giveaway title called March of Comics. March of Comics also had some Christmas-themed books. March of Comics number 2, that's the 1946 issue, had a story and a book called How Santa Got His Red Suit. And then issues 10 through 14 of March of Comics are all Santa books. Issue 30 and 31 are all Santa books. And then issue 33 is A Christmas Carol. So very interesting that March of Comics also had the same types of giveaway books that some of these other publishers had. Ziff Davis published a book called Christmas Carnival in 1954 and 55. Again, all Santa Claus-themed books. Now, back at Halloween, I talked about some horror titles that were done by L.B. Cole, the great horror artist that did so many wonderful covers of mystery and horror and whatnot during the Golden Age of comic books. Well, his company, Star Publications, had their own comic books related to Christmas, and they were called holiday comics. Now, there were a number of holiday comics that weren't just related to Christmas. They had some 4th of July themes and so on and so forth, but they had some Christmas as well. And issue number 1 contains a Santa cover that was actually done by L.B. Cole. Now, when I tell you L.B. Cole did a Santa cover, you might expect to see an evil Santa or something like that, but it's actually a very jovial-looking Santa on the rooftop by a chimney, as done by L.B. Cole. And then Holiday Comics numbers 5 and 8 were also Christmas covers as well. So as you can see, there were just a whole lot of comics devoted to Santa Claus and Rudolph and other Christmas characters during the Golden Age of comic books. And of course, not near as many survived the Golden Age of comic books. We just don't see that many Christmas-themed books anymore. But back in the 40s and 50s, there were just a ton of them. Now, no discussion about Christmas covers on comic books or Christmas stories would be complete without a discussion of the superhero genre of Christmas covers and Christmas stories, and there were quite a few. Let's focus first of all on Superman. In 1945 for Christmas, on Action Comics number 93's cover, Superman appeared carrying a globe. It looked like he was carrying a large globe of the Earth. And around the globe with a banner that said, Christmas Around the World. And next to the globe that Superman was carrying was a big Christmas tree with a number of people who were dressed in outfits from various countries who were waving at Superman as he was carrying the globe. So a very unique and very interesting Christmas cover on the cover of Action Comics number 93. In Action Comics number 105, that was the Christmas 1946 issue that appeared in February of 1947. It's very funny. Santa Claus is stuck trying to get down the chimney. His big pot belly isn't quite getting down the chimney, and Superman is there to help shove him all the way down the chimney. And that has a very humorous effect, as you can imagine. But what's interesting about issue number 105 of Action Comics, that's the 1946 Christmas cover. Well, when you get to the 1947 Christmas cover, that's Action Comics number 117, you have Santa now inside the house, having gotten through the chimney, and here comes Superman down the chimney right behind him. So if you look at the 1946 cover and then look at the 1947 cover, it's almost like there was a to-be-continued Santa made it down the chimney a year later. The 1947 Christmas cover, Action Comics number 117, can be found. That is the February 1948 issue of Action Comics. Those were the only Superman in Action Comics or Superman Comics covers I could find. And strangely enough, I couldn't find any World's Finest covers. You would think that Superman and Batman might appear on a Christmas cover in World's Finest, but they did not that I could find. However, there was another Superman Christmas cover that I found from 1940 and 1944. Apparently this book was given away in both of those years, and it was called Superman's Christmas Adventure, and it has Superman flying through the air holding Santa Claus about to land on the roof of a house next to a chimney, and that was a giveaway book in 1940 and in 1944. Now, Superman in Action Comics didn't have a monopoly on Christmas covers. Superboy also had a Christmas cover, and that appeared on Adventure Comics 113. That was for Christmas 1946. That was the February 1947 issue, so it would have appeared at the same time that Action Comics 105 appeared. And on that cover, Superboy is carrying Santa Claus through the air. Santa has his bag of toys over his shoulder, but he doesn't have a sleigh and he doesn't have any reindeer along with him, so apparently he had to hitch a ride with Superboy so he could deliver his toys to the children of the world on Christmas Eve. Now, in addition to Superman and Superboy having Christmas covers, Batman had some very wonderful and memorable Christmas covers. In fact, the Overstreet Comic Book Price Guide calls the very first Batman cover a classic cover. And that was the cover to Batman number 27. That was the 1944 Christmas issue. And on that cover, Batman and Robin appear with Santa Claus. That was done by Jack Burnley. Batman had another Christmas cover for 1945. That was Batman number 33. And that's a pretty humorous Christmas cover. On that cover, Robin is trying to put the star on the top of the Christmas tree, and it shows Robin and the ladder in the tree toppling forward, about to crash to the ground out of balance. And then for 1946, Batman number 45 has a Christmas theme. And on that cover, Batman and Robin are shown as large jack-in-the-boxes, popping out of the boxes with a couple of children and their parents looking on, and Batman and Robin are holding presents to give to these kids. Another very unique and interesting Batman Christmas cover. Interestingly, there were no Detective Comics Christmas covers that I could find. Superman didn't have any Christmas covers in his named title, the Superman comic book, but he did in Action. Batman did in his own title, Batman Comics, but not in Detective Comics, so I found that to be kind of interesting. Now, in addition to Batman and Superman, there were some Christmas covers found with the Marvel family. In 1944, for Christmas, Captain Marvel Adventures number 42 had a Christmas cover, had a silhouette of Captain Marvel's head with a large Christmas wreath around it. And then for Christmas 1943, Captain Marvel Jr. had a Christmas cover with Santa Claus on the cover with him. And then there was not another Marvel Family Christmas cover that I could locate until 1947 with Mary Marvel number 8, where there's a giant Christmas wreath shown on the cover of that particular book with Mary Marvel. Now, last but not least, there were some other notable Christmas covers for superheroes during the Golden Age of comic books, and I didn't find any for the Marvel Timely group, but I did find some more for the All-American group. And starting with Comic Cavalcade, we've discussed Comic Cavalcade in one of our previous podcasts. In fact, there was a DC Archive edition that came out this year featuring Comic Cavalcade stories. But with issue number 5 of Comic Cavalcade, we began a series of Christmas covers that appeared on that particular title. And issue number 5 came out for Christmas 1944, and it featured the Green Lantern, the Flash, and Wonder Woman along with Santa on the cover. And then with Comic Cavalcade number 9 for Christmas of 1945, we had Green Lantern and the Flash and Wonder Woman shown delivering presents through a window of a house while a sleeping boy is in the foreground of the picture, and they're very quietly placing the presents under the tree while the boy is sleeping next to the tree. And then for Christmas 1946, Comet Cavalcade number 13 has a Christmas-themed cover with the same characters looking through a window where the snow is falling behind them with the words Merry Christmas written on the window. And then for 1947, Comet Cavalcade continued having a Christmas book for Christmas each year. And on the cover of Comet Cavalcade number 19, we have the Green Lantern and the Flash and Wonder Woman all sharing a pair of skis, a pair of skis that is designed to hold three different people on one pair of skis. And they're skiing down a hill in the snow, holding bags of toys, presumably to deliver those toys to children. And up in the sky, off in the distance, you can see Santa's sleigh in silhouette as it's going through the sky with his reindeer. So a very unique and very interesting Christmas cover, to say the least. And then the last Christmas cover that appeared on Comic Cavalcade with the superheroes before that title became a funny animal title and had no more Christmas covers, or superheroes for that matter, was for 1948. And that was the 25th issue of Comic Cavalcade. And this is a very unique cover as well. It has poor Santa Claus, sick in bed, not able to do his work of building the toys that he needs to take to the children of the world. And so we have the Flash and the Green Lantern and Wonder Woman busy at work in Santa's toy shop making the toys to deliver to the children later on Christmas Eve. So another very interesting and very unique Christmas cover featuring some of the best-known superheroes of the day. So that's all I found on Christmas covers. There are probably other Christmas covers out there, and I would encourage each of you who are interested in talking about Christmas covers or learning more about Christmas covers, post a comment on the blog page at goldenagecomics.libsyn.com and tell me about some Christmas covers that I might have missed that appeared in the Golden Age of comic books. I think everyone would enjoy reading that information and learning about more Christmas covers that might be out there. Of course, you can always drop me an email at goldenagecomics@gmail.com with the same information, and I'll be sure to get it out on the next show. And if you are interested in posting on the blog page what your favorite Christmas covers might be, I would love to see that as well, because it's always fun to talk about what favorites different individuals have and why. Is it the artistic style? Is it the humor or whatever it might be on the cover? So if you've got a favorite Christmas cover, post a comment on the blog page and let everybody know what that might be. There are lots of them out there. I think my favorites are probably the Batman Christmas covers. I am a big fan of the Golden Age Batman, and I certainly enjoy those Batman Christmas covers more than others. But there are lots of them out there, and I would enjoy learning from each of you what your favorite Christmas covers might be during the Golden Age of comic books. All right, well, ho, 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 that's going to do it for the 29th installment and the Christmas installment of the Golden Age of comic books. I appreciate everybody joining us this week, and I hope you've enjoyed learning a little bit about Christmas comics and Christmas covers. Like I said, even if you don't celebrate Christmas, it's always fun to learn about how that particular holiday influenced many of the covers and many of the stories found during the Golden Age of comics. As always, as I mentioned earlier, leave a comment on the blog page at goldenagecomics.libsyn.com. Drop us an email at goldenagecomics@gmail.com. Don't forget to support the Grand Comic Book Database Project website at comics.org. You can go there and look at all of these Christmas covers that I've talked about on the show today, or you can go and get a copy of the Gerber Photo Journal, and you'll find them all there as well. Don't forget to support the Actor Comic Book Fund at actorcomicfund.org, particularly this time of year during the holidays when that support is well needed and well deserved by those individuals who have helped create comic books and the Golden Age of comic books. So, thank you again, everybody, for joining us this week, and I wanted to let everybody know that I'm going to take a week off. With the holidays upon us, I have a lot going on, and I'm not going to have the time to do another show for next week, so the next installment of the Golden Age of comic books will appear in 2 weeks. So, have patience, everybody, and thank you for your support. And please don't forget to go over to Podcast Alley. We've still got a little bit of time left this month. I've appreciated all the votes that I've received so far this month. But if you haven't voted at PodcastAlley.com, head on over there and place a vote for the Golden Age of comic books. And I'm going to throw in a plug here for the Comics Geek Speak podcast. They've been on a mission to get in the top 10 on Podcast Alley. And when I checked last, they were about number 14. So if those of you who listen to Comic Geek Speak podcast haven't voted for that particular podcast this month, get on over to Podcast Alley and vote for them as well. I would love to see a comic book podcast in the top 10. Those guys are certainly deserving. It's a great podcast. They've had some wonderful interviews with creators here lately that I've enjoyed immensely. So give them support that they want and get them in the top 10. And that benefits all of us that do comic book podcasts generally. So have a Merry Christmas, everyone. And I look forward to talking to everyone in 2 weeks about Golden Age comic books.